Okay, Captain Vampire's got one more for you tonight. This song is called I'm Gonna Kick You Down the Stairs. Thank you so much for having us on the town. Stick around. We're going to talk a little bit about our lives and our music a little bit after this. But this song is called I'm Gonna Kick You Down the Stairs. One, two. Nope. One, two, three, four. I'm gonna kick you down the stairs. And these sacred halls will silently relieve that your exit. I'm gonna kick you down the stairs. I have my mind made up. You are not welcome here and you won't forget it. I understand, but you're in. You are mistaken. Yes, I am tired of it. I'm gonna kick you down the stairs. I'm gonna kick you down. This was Captain Vampire.
Thank you, Captain Vampire. This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety no matter what it takes. Do what you have to do to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safecar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Now we're going to hear something from The Shadows.
Thank you.
That was just Channels from The Shallows. And here we are with Captain Vampire.
Hello, hello. It's nice to be back. It's nice to be here with the full band. My name is Nick, and they can introduce themselves.
I'm Autumn, and I play bass.
I'm Chick, and I play drums.
Yeah, and we're really psyched to be back here. We just played a real fun set.
Oh yeah, we were enjoying it in the back rooms of the studio. Me and Mariah were grooving.
Oh, awesome! I'm glad that you are. I'm glad you're having fun.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, how's your night going?
All right. Trying to like ignore politics and just have some fun.
Word. Okay. Yeah.
But you can. This is your interview. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll talk a little bit about the band.
Sure.
So Captain Vampire is my stage name, and these are my vampiric acolytes. We all worked in together once I moved to Boston about 2.5-3 years ago. I met Autumn on Reddit.com. Which is a fascinating way to meet a fellow musician.
That's the first time I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely the best thing to ever come out of Reddit, I think.
You guys never told me that you met on Reddit.
Yeah, we met on Reddit.
Why? What were you guys doing on Reddit?
I posted on r/makeaband.
I was bored at home over the summer between college years.
Yeah, and Autumn was our drummer for a little while, and then she switched to bass, and we picked up Chick, who is a wonderful drummer as well, and
now we're
power trio, as Joel the engineer wonderfully said, and write a lot of songs about history, a lot of songs about like fiction and literature and stuff, and just stuff that makes me excited.
Yeah, that's good. Like some people, they get like writer's block, and I guess like you, like for you, it would be like reader's block if you write about literature.
Honestly, like I've never heard it put that way, but that is such an apt description. That's such a perfect way to describe it. It's like I have so many things that I've heard a little bit about, and at some point it gets kind of hard to figure out which rabbit hole is worth pursuing in terms of writing. I really struggle to write about myself, which is kind of unusual for a singer-songwriter, but yeah, there's a world's worth of inspiration out there in history and in literature, and it's really challenging to sift through that and actually make good music.
But it's kind of cool that, like, if you're writing inspired by some literature or some history or some, you don't have to be, like, correct. It can just be whatever you want.
Your
interpretation of it.
Yeah, absolutely. That last song, I'm going to kick you down the stairs. That's about this incident that allegedly happened, where the Irish poet W.B. Yeats kicked a magician down a flight of stairs. Because the magician was trying to break into his cult that W.B. Yeats was in.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, and there are varying accounts. It may or may not have happened, but I choose to believe that it happened because it's more interesting to write a song about that, because it's funny.
Well, I'm kind of a Yeats fan, and one of my brothers was a magician in high school.
So ooh,
I can relate. Yeah. There was some guy on TV who was like showing the trick of like the rings. He's showing there's a trick. Anyway, my brother was like, he's showing people.
Man. Is that like the worst thing that you can do as a magician?
Yeah, like give away the tricks. Yeah, he was furious.
Wow.
How so he stopped being a magician after that.
So how do you have the inside scoop, so I feel comfortable asking you. Like how do you learn to be a magician if they don't tell you?
You have like a mentor.
Who
teaches you.
Oh, okay, cool. I gotta meet a magician. Cool.
Yeah.
Now I have a new purpose in life.
Mm-hmm. And then you can write a bunch of songs about magic, but hopefully not give away the
trick. No, never. No, even I know that. Even I know that, and I just yell.
Mm-hmm. You yell very well and sing very well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Enormous range.
Thank you. Yeah, takes a lot of work. I used to be real bad, and then I just got a little bit better, and a little better, and a little better, and now I'm pretty good.
So I suspect you do like vocal exercises or something to be that good.
Yeah, yeah, I do a lot of that. I'm also like a classical singer. Like I sing a lot of music from the Renaissance, especially mm-hmm. like 1500 to like 1600 or so. And that's
pretty
cool.
They sold out for starting 1700.
Oh, don't even get me started with those guys. Mozart, jeez. What a tool. I'm kidding. Mostly. No, not kidding. But yeah, it pays to be versatile. It's hard to make any money doing only one thing as a musician.
Yeah. Well, if you also did magic, that you could be like
that's a whole other
another
income
side
stream.
Hustle.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I need more jobs. Yeah, but it's cool. Yeah, just trying to find the balance between everything that feels good and the feels good artistically and like feels good physically and. Just makes sense.
Yeah, very, very fun set. So any shows coming up that you're excited about?
So we're taking a little break from gigging for an album. We're doing a full-length album.
Oh, awesome.
I did two EPs this past year and then the year before that, so in 22 and 23. Seven songs and then four songs. And those are all up on streaming under Captain Vampire. Anywhere you can also buy them if you like CDs and stuff. You can grab those on our Bandcamp, or you can just find me in Boston. Probably I'm distinctive. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm a big Bandcamp fan because people get paid.
Yeah,
Bandcamp. So I
love getting paid.
I have your page up right here. Looking at it.
Yeah, yeah. You get to see the cover art that my friend Kat did for our Pigeon EP. Yeah, but we haven't done a full length with the full lineup yet, and it's going to be really exciting to get into the studio. Some of these songs that we played tonight, this is our first time recording them, so Joel has done us a wonderful favor in getting those songs committed to the DAW. But it's going to be nice to have an organized production of that. Mm-hmm. So that's what the next couple of months is looking like. And I'm producing a record for some friends of mine as well, in the band Connor Storms and his Bouquet. That's been a lot of fun, but it's been very busy. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to picking things back up probably in late April or early May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And any of the other band members, they have like other like Boston.
Yeah, talk about yourselves. I don't want to hog the mic.
They have other things, other projects, other lives, other identities.
I don't know about other lives, but I'm always playing bass in different things. Like Nick said, I used to be the drummer, but I think we're better off with me on bass. That was a dark time. We don't talk about it. Chick always has other projects going on. They're a fantastic drummer.
Yeah, Chick's in the Silver Arrow Band.
Oh yeah, I just got into a nice paying gig a couple of days ago. I do a lot of things. I play drums mostly. I'm in a band called Remy, and I'm in a band called Basement Tuesdays, and I have a solo project called The Not Deer, where I do all the instruments and recording and everything.
Everybody should check out The Not Deer. If you like kind of like weird slacker rock with a lot of creative instrument choices and subject matter, I love The Not Deer.
I've had Nick play some stuff on some of my songs, so they get an inside scoop.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, this band, you sent me a DM.
Yeah, because I played
just out of the blue.
Was it
on Reddit?
No, it's not on Reddit. I have long since deleted Reddit.
That was the right choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had another bass player, and that didn't work out. So when we were looking to refill out the lineup, I had heard Chick play in Remy, and Remy's a great band, great hard rock band based in Boston. So I just reached out, and I was honestly kind of surprised that he wanted to be in this band.
I don't know why you were surprised.
Because it's so different from Remy. I thought you were mostly like a hard rock dude.
Okay.
And this is really not that at all. Because I didn't know about your other stuff.
Okay.
I didn't know about The Not Deer or about Basement Tuesdays or any of that. So, yeah. But I'm so I'm so glad that he said yes, because this feels like a really good one.
The funniest thing about that show, too, is that they talk about that show with such, like, embarrassment.
That was the worst show.
That was the worst show we ever played.
And I remember, like, oh, this band is kind of cool. And I, like, remembered, like, I'm going to kick you down the stairs and Crushed by the Sky and some of the songs. And I was like, oh, okay. And then when you sent me the message, I, like, remembered that that was the band from that show. And you guys were like, oh, God, I can't.
I'm glad your memory was just fuzzy enough to where you were like, oh, they were cool. Yeah. And not, oh, my God, they were awful.
Right.
It was pretty rough.
So, like, when you like, fire people from this band, do you, like, say, you just, like, meander around and then go, you're going to get to the point and say, well, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to kick you down the stairs.
Yeah, I have to. The hardest part of it is leading them up a flight of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
The first place.
Yeah, we have those here.
Yeah, but we don't have them everywhere, you know? Mm-hmm. So if I'm outside, I have to coax them inside a building somehow and get them up a flight of stairs so I can then make the joke.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you're around Nick in a flight of stairs, just watch your back. You never know when it's coming.
I live dangerously. That's for sure.
Well, that's what makes the punk part of it, like, authentic. If you have to be dangerous.
I'm you listeners at home or in your car or whatever you're doing listening to this interview, you can't see me, but I'm not exactly physically imposing. So the idea of thinking of me as a dangerous person is very entertaining.
To be fair, I think playing the lute is a fairly dangerous activity.
Oh yeah, I play the Renaissance lute. That's a thing that I do.
Yeah, allegedly, like, Sting plays.
Yeah,
that.
Sting's a pretty good lutenist. Yeah, he got into it in the 90s, and mm-hmm. I don't know if he plays much anymore, but he's got a couple really good recordings with Eden Karamazov, who is another very good lutenist.
I'm sorry, is the term lutenist?
Yeah, lutenist is a player of the lute. Yeah, we have our own word for it.
I always learn something new every time I'm around you.
Yeah, that's funny. Like, I know some kind of fancy guitar players that are, like, really into gear and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they say, "In my luthier."
Ooh.
Which is, like, that's, like, the person who builds lutes.
Yeah.
They call a guitar builder a luthier.
Yeah, it comes from the same word. So lute is a corruption of the word oud. So, like, the Arabic oud came into Spain in the 700s during the conquest of the peninsula. And oud just means, like, thing made from wood. So the L, it's al-oud, like al being, like, the oud. So the L just got, like, shoved onto the word and got turned into lute and then luthier. But it all comes back from Arabic.
This is, like, one of my favorite Freeform College Radio interviews that we've done. And we do a lot of weird interviews.
Yeah, I have the kind of brain that just absorbs things.
Yeah.
And then files them in a filing cabinet. And then I forget they're there until mm-hmm. something jogs
my memory.
And
they come out when somebody...
Like you just did, yeah.
Yeah.
Every so often, Nick will run into a rehearsal like, oh my God, you guys, I have to tell you about this weird thing that happened in 1100 in Germany. And we're like, okay, we're here for this. And then half of those become songs.
Mm-hmm.
We're very supportive.
They are. They are. I'm very lucky to have very supportive colleagues.
All right. So definitely give us a shout when you start doing some gigs and you have your new album, because we'll play the music.
Yeah.
Year. As long as there's no swears, we'll play it.
Oh,
in the
yeah,
air.
We know.
And then, you know, a bunch of us, we like to go out to see shows and scout, you know, scout other acts and stuff.
Yeah, I'll give you guys
and
a shout.
And we like to, like, cajole people into coming play, you know, playing on the air.
Hey, I will cajole anybody to come here. I have had such a wonderful time the two times that I've been on this show. The first time I was just me and the guitar, and, you know, I really, there's a lot you can do with that. But it is limiting. So it's really nice to have the full slot, to have everybody here, really get the full impact of the band. So I'm really grateful for you that you had us here. I had a really wonderful time. And if there are any musicians local to the greater Boston area who are listening to this right now, consider yourself cajoled. Please do reach out to On the Town with Mikey D, because these people are fantastic.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Captain Vampire.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew, for having us, and Joel and Mariah and everybody.
Yeah.
Have a great night.
Fantastic set.
I was a fanboy, though, always trying. I got my nail polish on, I got my black suit on, I got my parasol up, I'm gonna have some fun.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard The Romantic from Girl with a Hawk. Before that, Goth Beach from Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. Before that, Take a Pill from Feep. And before that, Humor Balance from Motel Black. And now we're going to hear some Eddie Japan.
Pretty picture, torn into its true illusion state. Going nowhere, caught between heartbreak and a dream. I stood in the rain for you, you were not satisfied. I carried the pain for two, I held you when you cried. A pretty picture. Love and misery. I wore the dress for you.
beginning. I'm moving way too fast. Can't find the brakes, for goodness sakes. At least it's good for a laugh. I'm under the influence. Under the influence of you. Under the influence. You know I might have had a few. While I'm staggering down the street, you switch me off like a light, and I can't barely stand on my feet. Out of my mind, can't walk a straight line. I can't count backwards from 10. Stumble and weave, but you know I believe. I can't wait to do it again. I'm under the influence. Stop if I only knew.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was just Under the Influence of You from Freeloader. Before that, How Can I Resist You from The Chelsea Curve. And before that, Walk Away from Eddie Japan. And now we're going to hear something from Family Township.
Thank you. toaster oven. I gave you